Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Hi, Patience.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well, very well. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you.
The Lord has been good.
Yeah, great to have you once again, man. It's been a minute.
Thanks. Thanks to hear from you once again. It's always a pleasure.
Lovely, lovely. Now, we're going to be talking about the importance of baptism. And John 3 verse 5 says, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So clearly, baptism is something that is very, very important for every Christian. So we're going to be breaking down in terms of why is it such an important issue. So please take us through today's lesson and help us to understand the importance of baptism.
Okay, so as you've already quoted the verse in John 3 verse 5, where Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, right? And so what we get there is that it's sort of like a prerequisite, né? And so I think what is important is to understand what Jesus actually meant. He says that no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of the Spirit. Mm. And so when we understand what baptism is, you know, in simple terms, we can say it's being born again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it follows what Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4, and also in Romans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he says that being baptized is basically following the life of Jesus, where he is, where he dies, he's buried, and he's resurrected. So baptism then is a symbol of that.
Mm.
So what then he means is that when you are getting baptized, you are dying in the life of sin, right?
Mm.
And then you are buried. That means that old person who used to sin, who used to lie, who used to fornicate, now that person is buried. And then as Jesus is resurrected, and you're also, you rise from that water, because remember, it's baptism through immersion.
Mm.
The whole entire body must be in water. So as you rise, it's a representation that that old person has died. Now you are born again, meaning you are, it's a new life, you know. Of course, Nicodemus was a bit confused, like, what do you mean? I can't go back to my mother's womb, right? But then baptism is, it's an outward portrayal of the inside change, right, of the heart. Hence, he will say that you must be born of the water and Spirit. So when he speaks about the Spirit, he's basically alluding to the change of heart and mind. You know, while I was still in the world, I thought it was okay to drink. I thought it was okay to be in multiple relationships. But when I meet Christ and I get baptized, then there's a change of heart. There's a change of mind. Paul would say that the things that I used to love, I do not love them anymore.
Mm.
You know, the things that I used to hate, I love those things. I now want to do those things, because now there's a change of heart. There's a change of mind. So then when you get baptized, it's a public declaration. You are confessing. You are saying, I am choosing Christ as my personal savior.
Mm.
You are saying that old person has died. Now I'm walking in the newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you also see that this is very important when you read, is it Matthew chapter 28, verses 18-19 there, where Jesus says that, go ye therefore, right, and preach. Then he says that, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If baptism wasn't important, he wasn't supposed to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were his last words before he went back to heaven. So he says that you need to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he was basically alluding to that, if you want to follow me, there must be a change of heart. There must be a change of mind. You need to publicly declare, you know, as Jesus publicly declared his love for us as he was dying on the cross, he was showing us that he loves us so much that he would literally die. You know, imagine God dying. So Jesus did that. He publicly declared. And so we also need to do that. And as we are saying we are following Christ, you know, we want to be part of his church, then we also ought to get baptized. And we are also just telling people that, you know, I'm forming a personal relationship with Christ. You know, I'm getting into first commitment with him.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Patience, are there any exceptions? I mean, the thief on the cross comes to mind, who was promised a place in the kingdom, but was in no position actually to get baptized. And so he never even studied the fundamental beliefs, by the way, as well. Is he going to be making it there?
Yes, he will make it there because of Jesus says in his words, right? He says, "Surely I will be with you," right, in paradise. And so we can say there are exceptions, but don't quote me. So what happens at the cross, and we have a lot of cases like that. There are people who accept Christ in their deathbed. Literally, the person is dying in hospital and somebody ministers to them and they accept. There's no water. There's nothing we can do. But the person has accepted, you know. And so remember the verses that those you must be born of the water and spirit. So of course he did not get the opportunity to go into the water, and there's a river and there's all of that. But then the spirit touch did happen, right? Where there's a change of heart and there's a change of mind. That person, he publicly confessed that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Hence we have it in the Bible. You know, if he didn't say it or he said it in his heart, how would John know? How was John going to record it? So it was a public declaration that, of course, you know, and he makes a plea that, remember me, you know. So the part where his mind and his heart is changed, and also Jesus dying at the cross, his blood spilling, you know, that was representing that the blood of Jesus, which was being spilled, was cleansing him and forgiving him of his sins. So in as much as he didn't get that opportunity, not because he chose, you know, he didn't choose, things just happened the way they did, but the party spirit did happen. So people who, you know, who make that last minute decision, they do have a chance. But we are not encouraging people to, you know, live their lives and then at the end, because you never know when you're going to die. So I know there are people who are thinking that, you know, I can live my life and do whatever, and then when I'm about to die, you might not get that chance. So it is encouraged that while you still can, you know, while the Lord is still pleading with you, make a decision to get baptized and accept him and, you know, live the way that he wants you to live.
So effectively, you're saying that it's not as a strict issue as it's made to be, because, I mean, if you didn't have a chance, you didn't have a chance. As long as you want to be in heaven, it's okay.
Yeah, but then also remember, we need to put ourselves in a position where that chance comes. So I cannot spend my life at home, not going to church, and then I say I confess that I love Jesus, but I don't put myself in that position where I can get baptized. You know, remember, human effort is also important, as much as divinity is also important, right? So it's very much important that we place ourselves in that position. So with the thief at the cross, he really didn't have a choice. He was already at the cross. Do you understand? And with, you know, there's hospital ministry where we go and you preach to somebody and the person makes a decision right there and they die right there. But if you make it out of the hospital, you definitely go to church, try and get back, you know. So if there's an opportunity, yes. But then if the circumstance, Jay, there's no way, then yeah.
Interesting. So is it if one is born of the water and the spirit, or water or the spirit? Is it either or water and the spirit, or water or the spirit?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the spirit.
So it's got to be two. It can't be, it's not one or the other.
Yes. Because you know that the problem, if we're going to say one or the other, you're going to go inside the water, but then your heart and mind are not changed. You know, you continue doing your own things. So in as much as going to the water is symbolic to the inside change, right? So the spirit part needs to happen as much as the water part has to happen. Because some people will say, well, my heart is changed and my mind is changed, so I don't need to get into the water. So they work in hand together. But then we have the exception of people who literally just die after accepting Christ, you know. Yeah.
Well, I would like to know, why then is it important that we make it a public declaration or demonstration of our commitment to Christ through baptism?
Okay. First, I'd say because Christ also saw it important that he makes a public declaration that he loves us. I mean, he could have just stayed in heaven and be like, well, I love you guys. But he had to come so that we can actually believe in him. Then he dies for us. So it's also important for us, because also there's a a part of accountability. You know, when you get baptized and you're accepted into the church, then there are expectations that you declared in public that you are following Christ. Therefore, why are you not living a life that you have declared, right? And so there's that part. And so also because Christ said we have to, you know, it's important because he said we must. It's obedience, you know. Mm-hmm. He told the disciples to do it. And you find in the book of Acts chapter 2:38, you know, Peter is telling them, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. So it's a part of, it's important because we are obeying the word of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's also important because Christ also got baptized, remember, not because he sinned, but as an example of what we're supposed to follow. So if we are to follow his footsteps, so we're also supposed to do it. So it's important to publicly declare also so that people know whom they are following. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I can't just claim with my mouth, but my lifestyle and going to the water, then people know that, okay, she's Christian. She got baptized, you know, because also our lives are representing that person. So basically we become ambassadors when we get baptized. And so now you're representing heaven, you're representing Christ. So people need to know that.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Lindo, I must thank you so much for talking to us about this very important one. And we're going to be catching up with you tomorrow again, same time and same place.
We'll talk tomorrow. Have a blessed evening.
Have a blessed one. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.